Hi, this is Funny Lady Life. I'm Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry St. James.
Hello.
What do we want to talk to you about today? Well, yesterday, somebody was kind enough to drop off a bag of corn, ears of corn, on our porch.
Yeah, somebody.
And I brought it in the house, and Larry said...
I says, where the heck the corn come from?
And I said, I don't know, but probably one of our kind neighbors.
Probably. But you don't know where the corn came from?
It was a corn saint. Angel.
Oh,
corn angel.
Corn saint, right.
Corn angel.
Right. Well, you know something? I'll tell you my feelings on that, okay? I am not going to risk potential illness because of a corn drop, a random corn drop off. I don't think so.
Right. Okay. So then I'm like, Larry, what am I going to do with it? I can't throw away corn. You know that. I can't throw away food, right? So I thought, I know. We have some neighbors down the street. They look like corn people.
Oh, here we go again. Corn people. So then you're agreeing that it may not be safe for us, but once again, you think it's good enough for somebody
else. I never said it wasn't safe, Larry.
Oh,
so
boy,
the reason
boy,
why
boy.
I think they're corn people is because they have a beautiful garden in the back, but they don't have corn. Why don't they have corn, Larry?
Dot, listen. Think about this logically, okay? If you were going to give corn to somebody, you know, a neighbor, a friend or whatever, whether you're smoozing or just want to be nice or whatever. Okay?
You ring the doorbell.
Wouldn't you want credit for the corn
yes,
drop off?
Wouldn't
you say, hi, how you been? I had some extra corn. I thought maybe you'd like some.
Right.
You want the credit for the corn
right.
drop off.
Right. So I bring the corn to the neighbor who has the garden that I think are corn people, and they're not answering the door. So what do? I leave it on their porch. Now, they have a lot of cameras all over their house. It's weird.
Yeah,
it really
they move, too. They follow you, those cameras.
They do. It's so unsettling. And it goes, like, oh, it really is unsettling. So I thought, you know what? They're going to see me. You know, on the ring, on the porch, or whatever, on their 19 cameras. And
yeah.
So I leave. Okay. So Larry's going for a walk with Snickers and Kit Kat later in the day. He runs into the guy. And Larry, you said to him, did you get the corn, right?
Yeah. I asked him if he got the corn. And you know what? I got the corn.
Yeah.
And that's it.
No, thank you.
Right. So what does this teach us? Well,
they're not getting corn anymore.
For one thing, didn't you learn anything from the cult that I mistakenly got involved with? Sure, maybe aliens aren't trying to kill us with food, but people, not so sure about.
Yeah,
so all could have been avoided by saying corn drop off, random, no good, not good for us, not good for somebody else. Get rid of the corn.
I don't think that way. But anywho, yeah. So this is what we did. So I learned a lesson here. You know, I like to be thanked if I give somebody something, Larry. I don't know about you, but I do.
That's right.
Yeah. So we saw them days later, so the corn was okay. I don't know if they had any gastro issues or anything. I don't think so. But we never found out who initially dropped off the corn.
Yeah, the corn drop-off is a mystery. We'll always wonder about.
It is a mystery of the corn. So yeah, if you get random corn on your front porch, I don't know, maybe you just want to throw it and eat it. I don't know what you want to do with it, but you know, this is our story. So thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Live. Bye.
Bye-bye.